Hi, my name is Emily Hines, and I attend Houston City Council meetings and I take notes. Today's notes are from the council meeting on January 8th, 2025. I attended this council meeting in person, which was a first for me. I'm glad I went, but I will be continuing to watch from home going forward, at least for the most part, especially because I don't think that in-person viewing really altered the way I produce my notes, which is a good thing to know. Mayor Whitmire did not do a mayor's report today, so we will go straight to a selection of the agenda items. These are items that either were discussed at the meeting or that caught my eye when I scanned the agenda afterwards. Item 6 approved $498,000 for completed repairs to the City Hall Annex parking garage, and I'm only including this because it is noted as a Hurricane Harvey repair. Hurricane Harvey was in 2017. Item 8 approved $1.5 million for completed asphalt and road striping work for bike lanes in districts C and H. Councilmember Castillo tagged item 10 because he wants more time to understand the process. Item 10 would have approved transferring ownership of an alley from the city to private owners, at least I think. I was very confused by the wording in the support document. Item 12 approved $209,000 for emergency water damage mitigation at both Bush and Hobby airports after Hurricane Beryl in July of 2024. Item 13 approved the $178,000 emergency purchase of ice used by the Office of Emergency Management after Hurricane Beryl in July 2024. Item 14 approved $3.6 million on vehicles for the Public Works Department. Item 15 approved $75,000 for a cargo van. And item 16 approved $65,000 for an SUV for the Police Department. Councilmember Kamen supported all three items, but criticized item 16 for not getting a vehicle with better miles per gallon. She said, quote, "I think we can be doing better on cost savings," end quote. Item 18 approved $1.5 million over 5 years for various publications, AV materials, textbooks, etc. for the Houston libraries. The purchase is authorized for a state-approved supplier called Midwest Library Service, Inc. Item 26 would have approved the acceptance of audit results for the three city pension systems, but Councilmember Alcorn tagged it because it's going to committee next Monday for review. The pension systems are the Houston Municipal Employees Pension System, the Houston Firefighters Relief and Retirement Fund, and Houston Police Officers Union Pension System. Item 27 denied an application from CenterPoint to raise energy rates in the Houston area. Item 28 approved a $250,000 settlement to a person who claims the city's drainage improvements on their properties damaged multiple tracts of land by causing flooding, water pooling, snake and bug infestation, deforestation, and land depreciation. Item 29 approved $100,000 for computers at the African American History Library. Item 31 approved $621,000 over 3 years for interpretive services for the police department. Item 32 approved $58 million over 3 years for a contractor to provide residual transport services for the city's wastewater treatment plants. That means transporting dirty water and stuff. Councilmember Flickinger complained that this was the only bidder, especially problematic for such an expensive item. Again, that was $58 million. The councilmember pop-off section was busy today, maybe because it was the first of the year. Most councilmembers wished everyone a happy new year. Councilmember Kamen thanked Mayor Whitmire for his attention to Washington Avenue and advocated for similar attention to the Shady Acres neighborhood. She highlighted a car meetup at the Restaurant Depot every Thursday and Sunday evening, which she says drains police resources and strains the neighborhood. Quote, "Guns are going off, fireworks are going off," end quote. Restaurant Depot is a private property and is aware of the meetups, so she asked legal what recourse the city has. She also wished Councilmember Huffman a happy birthday. Councilmember Huffman complained about slow trash pickup, especially as the city considers a garbage fee. She said, quote, "If we can't pick up residents' waste on time, how can we justify a garbage fee?" end quote. And as a side note, it is my understanding that a garbage fee should help address slow pickup, but maybe I'm wrong. Councilmember Ramirez said that a short-term rental ordinance is in the works. This means regulation of Airbnb-type rentals. Councilmember Thomas shared that the District F annual report is out. The Southwest Trash Depository is under construction, which is causing trash pickup delays in that area. She shared information about construction projects in District F, a new West Chase patrol, free zoo tickets, and upcoming community meetings. Councilmember Castix Tatum shared information about Christmas light recycling at the South Post Oak Recycling Center through January. She is hosting a paper shredding day on January 25th from 9 to 12 at Westbury United Methodist Church. Councilmember Peck shared some updated District A priorities, such as Spring Shadows drainage and paving, a police and fire station in Spring Branch, Agnes Moffitt Park, the District A disaster recovery plan, and the ditch maintenance program. Councilmember Martinez remarked on his office's efforts to reach unhoused people leading up to the freeze this week. They passed out resources and information to people about shelters. He said, quote, "My office continues to support in the capacity that we can," end quote. Mayor Whitmire said there was a Metro Mobile Warming Center up and about during the freeze, and he said, quote, "To the best of our knowledge, no one that needed a shelter was going without," end quote. He said there were a few instances where HPD tried to intervene, but some folks just wouldn't leave the outdoors. Regarding the person found dead in a bus stop shelter on Monday morning, Mayor Whitmire said that person denied assistance and called the incident a mental health case. Now, most news coverage I saw says the person's death was due to cold weather, but the mayor said it's too early to tell the real cause. Councilmember Pollard remarked on his rebrand of District J as J-City. He outlined some of the services his office will continue to offer to J-City residents, like supplemental home and yard maintenance for seniors, the District J patrol, a beautification team, a good neighbor program, an animal welfare program, and more. Many of these services are ones that District J already offers as a council district. Councilmember Alcorn plugged Christmas tree recycling around the city. Councilmember Carter advocated for second chance job opportunities for those who have been incarcerated. Mayor Whitmire agreed and complained that the city's own HR department has too much red tape when it comes to this and just hiring in general. Councilmember Evan Shabazz complained about celebratory gunfire. She encouraged people to call 311 to report illegal dumping and then to follow up with her office. She shared an anecdote about confronting a person with a dump site on their property. Quote, "Sometimes you all think we are just here in council chambers, but a lot of times we have to take a personal initiative that can put us in some danger," end quote. Councilmember Castillo plugged a District H town hall this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Denver Harbor Multi-Service Center. He complained about poor communication from the Solid Waste Department. Mayor Whitmire agreed and said the Solid Waste Department is under a severe review. Councilmember Davis went on for a while about crime. Councilmember Flickinger plugged the Clear Lake Electronics Recycling event this Saturday starting at 9 a.m. He shared that he recently had a stroke and thanked Fire Station 101 for steering him through it, literally it seems. His wife stopped there on the way to the hospital and they helped him. Mayor Whitmire used the opportunity to praise firefighters, especially three who were injured during a call yesterday morning. He shared that it was a rehired firefighter lured back to the department by last year's pay and benefits agreement who ended up saving them. He said, quote, "I hope those that challenged the benefits would go by the hospital and see the huge blisters that I saw yesterday, saved by a rehire that was strong and trained enough to remove the door. It puts a face on our responsibility," end quote. Councilmember Davis closed the meeting in prayer for the recovering firefighters and Councilmember Flickinger's health. That concludes my notes for the Houston City Council meeting on January 8th, 2025. You can find the resources I used to compile these notes on my website, which is emilytakesnotes.com. And that's also where the notes themselves live, if you decide you would rather read them than listen. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. We use that money to keep this podcast edition of The Notes afloat. That link is patreon.com/EmilyTakesNotes if anyone listening would like to join that team of people that help make this project happen. This podcast was recorded by and it has music from Joe Wozni, and it was produced by Connor Clifton. That's it for this week. I am Emily Hines, and I thank you for listening.